بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه وتحلى بصفاته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. وقال تعالى: ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه، ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama kiram, elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, it is no secret that currently the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going through a very challenging, very turbulent time, both on a macro level, looking at the world at large, wars taking place, instability, factions fighting against one another, genocide taking place in the land of Palestine, and likewise on a micro level, in the life of each and every person, there are challenges that only mount day by day. And at times it feels that whichever direction a person turns, whichever direction he looks at, he sees nothing but difficulty, nothing but hardship, nothing but struggle, nothing but strife. One bounty, one blessing, one favor, one ni'mah that each and every person is searching for, regardless of his background, regardless of age, regardless of gender, and regardless of his financial status, each and every person is looking for safety and stability. He wants stability both in his personal life. He's looking for stability in his locality around him. He's looking for stability in the marketplace. And he's looking for stability on a global level. He wants to be safe. In Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah very explicitly gives us the solution. What is the requirement? What are the conditions that need to be found for a person to secure this safety and stability? Not just in this world, but when a person will need it the most. Allah explicitly states, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who are the people of Iman, they have firm belief in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they do not taint their iman by oppressively acting in relation to Allah, by doing acts that are against the status of Allah. Ulaika lahumul amnu. Allah says these are the recipients of safety and stability. In this world they will have stability. When they leave this world they will have stability and safety. And ultimately when they will require it the most on the day of Qiyamah, there too Allah will grant them safety and stability. The challenge of the time, my dear brothers, is for us to maintain this iman. How will my iman remain straight? The hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam directs us to a chain reaction. A number of actions that will set in place a reaction that will result in a person's iman remaining upright. And hence it will result in him being safe and stable during his life in this world. The hadith I mentioned in the beginning, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه. That a person's iman will not be upright and protected until and unless his heart is not correct and straight. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam takes us one step back in this reaction. وَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ قَلْبُهُ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ لِسَانُهُ. His heart will not be straight and correct until and unless his tongue is not correct. The chain reaction, that person who will protect his tongue, his speech, his words, then in turn this will create a reaction from the side of Allah, which will protect his heart. And that person whose heart is protected, the reaction will be his iman will be straight. And that person whose iman is straight, the reaction from Allah will be to grant him safety and stability that each and every one of us is searching for. This chain reaction, my dear brothers, was presented to us by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make our work easy. Two narrations for us to understand the significance, the importance, and on the other side of the coin, the severity of a person abusing his tongue, his speech, his words. One is the narration of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, lengthy narration that appears in Tirmidhi. On one occasion he comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says, O Nabi of Allah, dullani ala amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah wa yubaiduni min al-nar. O Nabi of Allah, I want you to show me one action that will guarantee my entry into Jannah and will protect me and distance me from the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ عَظِيمٍ. O Mu'adh, you have asked something very intense. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. But for that person who Allah chooses to facilitate the path, it will become very easy for him to secure this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then begins to enumerate the pillars of Islam. You should believe in Allah. You should believe in His Rasul. You should establish your salah. You should discharge your zakat. You should perform hajj. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to him, Ala adulluka ala abwabil khayr. O Mu'adh, should I not show you the avenues of goodness? He says, indeed, O Nabi of Allah, tell me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam now begins to enumerate a number of different actions. As-sawmu junnatun, fasting will become a shield for your iman. As-sadaqatu tutfi'u al-khati'a, charity will wipe out the effect and traces of your evil actions. And a number of a'mal, Nabi alayhi salam then goes on to enumerate. Then he says, O Mu'adh, should I not inform you of the very peak of this building of iman? And should I not tell you what are the pillars holding up this building? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then speaks about salah and jihad. Finally, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says to him, O Mu'adh, ala ukhbiruka bimalaki dhalika kulli. O Mu'adh, should I not tell you the foundation and the basis of everything that I have explained to you? All of these actions, the pillars of Islam, for your belief to be straight, for your salah to be correct, for your hajj to be intact, for your zakat to be just discharged correctly, and all of these virtuous actions that I have enumerated before you, should I not tell you the basis, the foundation, the glue that will hold everything together? Mu'adh radiallahu anhu is excited. Bala ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, indeed. Give me the solution. فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes hold of his own tongue. And he says, O Mu'adh, كُفَّ عَنْ هَذَا. Restrain this organ. He's taken aback. He says, O Nabi of Allah, a person will be taken to task for his words. He hasn't even done any action against Allah. He perhaps hasn't even moved from his home. And yet he will be taken to task. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies, O Mu'adh, is there anything else that causes a person to be thrown headlong into Jahannam but the harvest of his tongue? This is the organ. The entire building of deen, the foundation, the pillars, the roof, the peak, will all be protected when the tongue is correct. The second narration, not just internally but externally, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu's riwayah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ ابْنُ آدَمُ, that every morning when a person opens his eyes, فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَاءَ كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ اللِّسَانِ, then every limb of the body addresses the tongue. What do they say? اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ. They address the tongue. Fear Allah in regard to us. Our action will be dependent upon what you do. إِنْ اِسْتَقَمْتَ اِسْتَقَمْنَا. If you are straight, we will be straight. وَإِنْ اِعْوَجَجْتَ اِعْوَجَجْنَا. If you deviate, we will deviate. Internally, externally, every organ of the body, every limb of the body. From these narrations we understand, my dear brothers, the control center, the command center is the tongue. This is why we find the Salafus Salih, the predecessors of the past who had this consciousness of Allah, then it has been narrated from a number of them that they would have inscribed either on some piece of paper, perhaps on a wall in their home, perhaps on a ring that they would wear on their finger, an inscription that ought to be written in gold. An inscription dealing with the tongue. What would they say? جِرْمُهُ صَغِيرٌ وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. The tongue may be small in size, but large in vice. The tongue may be small in size, but the damage that it can do, and the depths that it can cause a person to sink to, this has no limitation. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ. That sometimes a person utters a statement which earns the displeasure of Allah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا. The person barely gives it a second thought. It was just part and parcel of his speech. He doesn't think for even a split second about the comment he has made. يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. But on account of this one statement, he sinks into the depths of Jahannam. We do not need to mention more, my dear brothers, to highlight the importance of this organ of the body. What is the solution? We can go on enumerating the virtue of the tongue and the dangerous consequences of abusing the tongue. But what is our responsibility? What is our obligation? Ulama have mentioned a threefold solution in varying degrees, varying levels. For the beginner, the person who is beginning to rectify his life, and he now wants to come onto the obedience of Allah, the very first aspect of correction with regard to the tongue, something which is non-negotiable, is that at all times a person should ensure that he speaks that which is true. He does not speak that which is untrue. He does not allow himself to lie. Sometimes, my dear brothers, unfortunately, for some worldly gain, for some monetary gain, a person is prepared to spin an entire story, and he knows fully well that there is not a word of truth in it. And yet with a smile on his face, sometimes dressed in the garb of a Muslim, and portraying himself as an Allah-fearing Muslim, he spins this entire story of lie. Why? Because it will secure him some gain of this world. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَإِن كَانَ مُرًّا. When you have the opportunity in front of you to speak that which is true or to speak that which is a lie, and that internal conflict is now taking place. On one side, a person's natural disposition, his iman within his heart, is pulling him towards the truth. And on the other hand, he can hear the rants and scents. He can see the glitz and the glamour of the world in front of him, enticing him. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? At that juncture, make the correct choice. Wa in kana murran, even though the short-term effect may be very bitter for you to swallow. It may result in some monetary loss. It may result in you not securing the contract. It may result in some rebuke or censure against you. But I maintained that which was true. I did not lie, I did not deceive. The ultimate end result will be the pleasure of Allah. How Allah will open doors of barakat and blessings upon that same person. He lost the deal, he lost the contract. But Allah sent barakat and blessings tenfold upon him by virtue of him protecting the tongue. قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَإِن كَانَ مُرًّا. This is the first level, the first step. And then perhaps more important than this, when it comes to speaking the truth, all of us are generally conscientized regarding this. We may slip up here and there, but generally we understand that we need to speak the truth. But the second level, here we find again an entire treasure trove of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exhorting us, instructing us, at times pleading with us, that when you speak, do not speak that which is hurtful to somebody else. Don't let your words become an arrow that is fired in the direction of another person's honor. This we find, my dear brothers, has become absolutely common. And particularly for us to take note of when addressing those who we deem to be inferior to us. And I say we deem to be inferior because true status is known by Allah alone. Sometimes on the basis of the person not being so well off as me. Sometimes perhaps because he does not belong to a family of a very high class. Sometimes on the basis of his skin color. Sometimes on the basis of the country that he hails from. And we do not think before speaking words that may hurt the person. It breaks his heart. It breaks his morale. It takes away from his honor and his dignity. And yet I turn and I put my head down and sleep at night, not realizing that he cannot sleep. His honor has been tainted. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, ittaqi da'wat al-madhloom. Be on guard, be wary. Save yourself from becoming the recipient of the bad dua of the oppressed one. You hurt him. You snapped at him. You insulted him. You passed a comment and he was unable to retaliate. Why? He was your employee. He was dependent on the paycheck at the end of the month. Or perhaps he didn't have his papers. And he was afraid, I am a second class citizen. And you said something to him. At that moment his heart broke. The words you said were incorrect. And this person raises his hands in the dead of night. Or he makes a silent dua from his heart. And suddenly I find chaos in my life. Business suddenly is taking a knock. The children are becoming disobedient. My marital life is in shambles. And things are just not moving smoothly any longer. I can't find the gap. I can't find where the air is escaping from. The dua of the mazloom. It has become common, my dear brothers, for us to speak anyhow. To just let go of a stream of words without considering the feelings of the next person. Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha. She is seated with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he begins to speak about another wife of his. Safiya radiallahu anha. Whatever he had to say about her, Aisha radiallahu anha seizes the opportunity. This is her co-wife. And that natural rivalry is incited within her. She passes what on the surface seems to be a simple remark. She says, إِنَّهَا لَقَصِيرَ. O Nabi of Allah, she is a shorty. She is a shorty. Something which we do not regard to be an insult. I'm merely speaking the truth. What is the reaction? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately says to her, O Aisha, لَقَدْ قُلْتِ كَلِيمَةً. You have uttered such a bitter statement. If it had to be mixed with the seas of the world, then it would turn the salty water bitter. One statement, one word, one remark, one description which happened to be the truth, but you said it in a derogatory way. You said it in such a way that hurt her feelings. The bitterness is to such an extent that it would outweigh the oceans of the world. What is the lesson Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us? Don't hurt the feelings of somebody else through your tongue. This, my dear brothers, when it comes to speaking things that are insulting, the harm will not just be restricted to myself, but we find commonplace. It will now transfer to the next generation. Suddenly we find a generation of 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds who do not understand respect for the domestic worker who is perhaps 3, 4 times their age. Why? My parents speak to her anyhow. She is there to clean up for us. She is there to do our dirty work. Understand, my dear brothers, at any time, Allah protect, the tables can be turned. Are these the morals and values that we are instilling in our children? It starts with our speech. It starts with our tongue. And what is the fear? Many people will raise this and say, but Maulana, if we speak nicely, they will take advantage. The employee will take advantage of my softness and kindness. The domestic worker will take advantage of my kindness. I cannot show this amount of tolerance. I need to ensure the work is done. This is my understanding. What was the understanding of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Those words which can never be untrue. What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? Inna rifqa la yakunu fi shay'in illa zanahu. When a person wishes to get a message across, and he chooses a courteous way of doing so, he chooses a kind way of doing so, he chooses a gentle way of doing so, then that will only beautify his message. It will not cause the message to be misunderstood, but it will add beauty to the message. And in fact, it will instill in the person receiving the message to now practice upon the advice given. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam practically shows us this. Muawiyah bin Hakam radiallahu anhu's narration. He says, I came into Masjidun Nabawi and I performed salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. While we were in the salah, there was a person there and he sneezed in salah. I did not know at that time, so I responded to his sneeze and I said, Yarhamukallah. In the early days of Islam, we find that speech was permitted in salah. In fact, they were allowed to even walk around to an extent in salah. And perhaps he had not yet known of the prohibition. So he says, I responded to his sneeze. And immediately, فَرَمَانِ الْقَوْمُ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ. Those around began to throw daggers at me. They began to look at me through the corners of their eyes. And I became self-conscious. So I blurted out that woe be to my mother. This was a statement that they would make. What have I done that has caused you to look at me like this? When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu around him realized that he is now speaking even further, they now began to tap their hands, trying to make him understand that he needs to remain silent. Eventually he says, I got the message. I kept silent for the remainder of the salah. When the salah terminated, he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned to me. And then he says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ أَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمًا مِنْهُ. He says, by Allah, I would never find any teacher before him or after him who was more gentle and loving in his ta'lim and teaching than him. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, مَا ضَرَبَنِي وَلَا كَهَرَنِي وَلَا شَتَمَنِي. He did not strike me. He did not insult me. He did not rebuke me. He did not speak harshly to me. But he addressed me with love, with kindness. He says, O Muawiyah, listen, salah is for the remembrance of Allah. Salah is for the recitation of Quran. A person should not speak any worldly talk in salah. That was it. That was the message. Inna rifqa la yakunu fi shay'in illa zanahu. For those who are in positions of authority, for those who are in positions of leadership, and they have people under them. It may be an employee, it may be a domestic worker, it may be my own children. Understand, I want to get the message across. And I want the message to be understood. The promise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, adopt a gentle nature, and that message will reach the recipient in a beautiful manner. وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives us the flip side. When beauty, when gentleness, when kindness is removed from the equation, then you will find the message itself to be distorted. The message itself to be misunderstood. What is the lesson, my dear brothers? As we mentioned in the beginning, كُفَّ عَنْ هَذَا. This one organ of the body, the tongue, جِرْمُهُ صَغِيرٌ وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. Small in size, large in vice. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah would say, that person who takes care of his tongue, then Allah will ensure that He allows the kalima to come upon the tongue at the time of death. And on the other hand, that person who has a loose tongue, he hurts others, he lies, then it is very likely that Allah will withhold the kalima from him at the time of death. We will terminate with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had only mentioned two levels, as we mentioned in the beginning. There are three levels. One was that a person does not lie. Secondly, he does not speak that which is hurtful to others. Very quickly, the third level, that a person avoids speaking that which does not concern him. He avoids what we say as futile talk, that which does not bring any benefit to his world or to his akhirah. And in the modern era, it may not be the tongue, but it may be the thumb. The speech, or rather the messages that we send out, the messages that we type, that we forward, understand, my dear brothers, this is a very sensitive point, and unfortunately something very rife in our society. A person may hide behind anonymity on social media, but he will never hide from the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzah. We cannot hide behind forwarded as received. How many a times have we not seen where an entire family is brought to its knees, where the honor of a person is completely ripped apart? Why? Because I was hasty in pressing the forward button. Because I just chose to send that message to anyone and everyone without verifying, without thinking about the consequences that it may entail. So a person avoids that which is unnecessary. We will terminate with the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. And if the narrations that we have mentioned thus far have not made us understand, perhaps this will give us an understanding. Man yadman li. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says, that person who will guarantee for me, that he will protect the organ that is between his legs and the organ that is between his jawbones. In other words, he will protect his chastity and he will protect his tongue. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam does not mince his words. Adman lahul jannah. I will guarantee jannat for him. I will guarantee jannat for him. A very simple solution, my dear brothers. As we mentioned in the beginning, a chain reaction. Person will protect his tongue. His heart will remain straight. His heart is straight. His iman will remain straight. His iman is straight. His entire life will be a life of safety and stability in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.